Study Ralph Waldo Emerson's Essay on Compensation once a week until you understand and have assimilated it. This powerful work will convince you of the benefits you will derive from PMA. Take a complete inventory of every asset you possess. You will discover that your greatest asset is a sound mind with which you can shape your own destiny. Communicate with anyone you know whom you have unjustly offended and offer sincere apologies. Ask for forgiveness. The more bitter this assignment is, the more you will be free of negative mental influences when you have completed it. Acknowledge that the space you occupy in this world is an exact ratio to the quantity and quality of the service you render for the benefit of others, plus the mental attitude in which you render it. Break bad habits. Abstain from your vices one at a time for a month until you show yourself who is boss. If you need help from a counselor or a support group, get it. Don't let your pride master you. Comprehend that no one can hurt your feelings, make you angry, or frighten you without your full cooperation and consent. Close your mind to anyone who wants to exert a destructive influence. Perceive that self-pity is an insidious destroyer of self-reliance. Believe that you are the one person on whom you can and should depend at all times. Relate to every circumstance in your life as something that has happened for the best, for it may be that your saddest experience will bring you your greatest assets if you give time a chance to mellow your distress. Divert any urge for control over others. Squelch it before it destroys you. Channel that energy into better control over yourself. Occupy your mind with doing what you want to do so that no time will be left for it to stray to things you do not want to do. Attune your mind to attract the things and situations you desire by expressing in a daily prayer your gratitude for what you already have. Demand a reasonable amount of dividends from life every day instead of waiting to receive them. You will be surprised to learn how many of the desirable things in life are already yours, even though you have not noticed them. Live in a style that suits your physical and spiritual requirements, and don't waste time keeping up with the Joneses. Refuse to heed anyone's advice, unless that person is willing to give you satisfactory evidence of the soundness of his or her counsel. You will save yourself from hucksters, the misguided, and fools. Discern that personal power does not come from the possession of material things alone. Mahatma Gandhi led his nation to freedom without a fortune. Exert yourself so that you keep your body in shape. Mental ailments can easily spring from physical ones, and your body, like your mind, must be kept active to remain positive. Reinforce the habit of tolerance, and keep an open mind on all subjects and toward all people, no matter what their race or creed. Learn to like people just as they are, instead of demanding that they be just as you want them to be. Admit that love is the finest medication for your body and your soul. Love changes the entire chemistry of your body and conditions it for the expression of a positive mental attitude. It also extends the space you occupy in the hearts of others. The best way to receive love is to give it. Return every benefit you receive with one of equal or greater value. The law of increasing returns will operate in your favor, and eventually, or perhaps very soon, it will give you the capacity to get everything you are entitled to. A positive mental attitude works both ways. Avoid the fear of old age by remembering that nothing is ever taken from you without being replaced by something of equal or greater value. Youth, for instance, is replaced by wisdom.